It's Primetime Stock Watch. What's all the hype? Are Isaac and Soup buying it or calling BS and unloading it fast?
Sounds to me like you guys are a couple of bookies.
Is the hype accurate or a bunch of hot gas? Before you buy or sell, listen close.
It's easy to grin when your ship comes in and you've got the stock market beat. But the man worthwhile is the man who can smile when his shorts aren't too tight in the seat.
Primetime Stock Watch is brought to you by 1-800-DIVORCE. When you need to take stock of your rights, 1-800-DIVORCE is on your side. Call 1-800-DIVORCE today.
Well, danger zone for USC here.
Oh, yeah.
Beav's got the bases loaded in the fourth. Already up 4-0 on the Trojans.
And how about this? Is it the DeKramer? This kid that's pitching for him? They got a freshman who's pitched 21 innings all year. He's pitched more than four innings once. Actually, he's only pitched four innings once all year. That was against the University of Portland. So he's been a spot reliever for him. He's got a 5.5 ERA, and they put him out there as the opener. He's gone four shutout innings. And if they bust this thing open, you might be able to ride him. I mean, this is setting up really, really well for Oregon State if they can bust this open right now.
New drop.
That's what the color guy was saying. Color commentator.
Wow.
Color commentator. Damn it. I knew it the moment that came out of my mouth.
It is, boy! Stockwatch time. Here's Buckley.
Let's start with a little bit of NBA Finals talk. We now have the matchup set.
Yes.
Here's what Paul Pierce had to say on the Pacers.
Do we care what he says?
Well, just let me set up my question, please, okay. Thank you.
Right. The thing we forget about Indiana and why they can't win it, think about this. We pegged Celtics versus Cleveland, right? Mm. Look at how they did Cleveland, though. Mm. I mean, it was a masterclass.
I did not see that coming.
What, well, they beat them in five, right?
4-1. 4-1.
They 4-1 Cleveland, the number one team in the East. Too. Cleveland had three occasions during the season where they had like a 10-plus game winning streak.
Right.
Like, Cleveland was not ever supposed to lose in five to nobody. We overlooked that, so we got to go back and say, hold on, they dissected them.
Buy or sell that because of the way the Pacers have gotten to the NBA Finals, we should give them a better than plus 550 chance of winning the whole thing. Essentially, that they are underrated and undervalued on the betting line.
Yeah, maybe a little bit, but, you know, at the same time, let's also understand that not many people thought Cleveland was. People thought Cleveland was a bit of a paper tiger.
Yes.
Cleveland was also beat up in that series. And they didn't have to go through Boston. They went through New York. I mean, Indiana is really good. And give Indiana a lot of credit. But Oklahoma City is the won 68 games. They are absolutely steamrolling through the playoffs, minus the hiccup against Denver. And, you know, Denver pushed them. But Oklahoma City has looked really stinking good. By the way, they've lost against the Eastern Conference once all year. Greatest point differential of all time. They're deeper than Indiana. Their starting five is better. They have the MVP. I don't know if Indiana's being undervalued, or we're just looking at Oklahoma City and being like, dude, they've been the best team all year. And the only thing that we thought was maybe they were too young, but at this point, isn't youth out the window? I think they answered that question in the Game 7 blowout against the Nuggets. They were pushed, and there was some inexperience in that series where they kind of had some duds. I think they've answered those questions. I think there's a reason why Oklahoma City is the overwhelming favorite.
Yeah, I mean, I think that to answer your question, like, to buy or sell the stock, I'm going to buy it. I think they should. I think that's how you phrased it, right?
Yeah, they should be. They should not. Well,
what was the? Read it again.
Yeah, the buy or sell that this because of the way this Indiana Pacers team has gotten to the finals, that they are undervalued or underrated going into these finals against the number.
I buy that because I think the numbers reflect. It just reflects Oklahoma City and how good they are. And I think it also reflects the betting market. You know, a lot of people out there are just going to blindly bet OKC versus Indiana. They're like, Indiana, what? Yeah. You know. So I think that they are a little bit better of a dog than that number reflects. That said, that doesn't mean they're going to win the series. Yeah. But if we're pricing them, they're they're pretty nasty, man. Like, Indiana, if they can, the thing is, they do have a path to beat Oklahoma City. Not a lot of teams do, but Indiana does. It's going to be very hard, but if they get the pace going their way more than Oklahoma City is comfortable, then they've got a chance, right? I mean,
yeah, they played
that's their whole thing.
They played two games, 132, 111, 120, 114. Thunder won both of those. But Indiana, post-January 1, has been a different team.
Well, Indiana post-January 1, I think I saw SportsCenter had it that these are the two best teams in the NBA since January 1st.
Yeah.
So Indiana's, I mean, they found something, and they're still alive. Yeah. So I think they're a pretty good dog, but I don't know that I'll be betting them to win the series, but I think it could be a good series. It could be entertaining.
Styles make fights, and this should be entertaining, getting up and down.
Well, let's move over to the ice where puckheads like Rop really thrive.
Well, they go back again, and hard to beat the same team twice in a row, but of course sitting on the other side is the Florida Panthers, who have put together just an incredible stretch of play. And now you've got the same two teams fighting over the same real estate again.
Do you think, Ray, they're both better than they were a year ago?
I do.
I do, too.
I absolutely agree.
That is Ray Ferraro and Sean McDonough talking about the rematch of the Oilers and Panthers in the Stanley Cup Final. That did go 7 last year. Buy or sell that Canada finally snaps their Stanley Cupless streak in this Stanley Cup Final.
I want nothing more. If I had a sport monkey paw wish... One, I don't like the Florida Panthers. I don't like warm weather teams.
I don't like the Florida Panthers for two reasons. One, they're in Florida.
That's
and my. Two, they're named the Panthers.
Exactly.
And three, their colors are stupid.
And no one cares about them when they win the Stanley Cup. I also really dislike the Tkachuk brothers. I think their coach is a lovable douche, but he's still a douche. And I just really want Emmett to win this. And if I had a sports monkey paw, I think I would do it, but the better team, and they were one game different in the regular season. Edmonton, I think, has one game, so it's in Edmonton.
Vegas has it as about a pick 'em.
It went 7 games last year, and it was a 2-1 game, and I do think Edmonton's better. I think Florida gets it done. I do. I hate to say that, but I'm going to choose positive momentum, and Connor McDavid's been the best player in hockey for damn near a decade, and they're finally getting good goaltending. Edmonton gets it done, and they bring the cup north of the border, and good for them. They deserve it. Well, I don't really believe that, but I'm trying to speak it into existence.
I know what I believe, and it is that I could not care any less about who wins the Stanley Cup.
Yeah.
That said... because Wayne Gretzky once played for Edmonton.
Yes.
It didn't even get any cups there.
Never won the cup. Little known fact.
According to Ryan Buckley.
According to Ryan Buckley. I'm gonna go with the Oilers because I hate the Panthers.
There you go.
So, I mean, the Oilers just feel like hockey.
Yes.
The Panthers don't.
No.
That's right.
They had a parade last year and like 7 people showed up. There was video.
Really?
There was video of them, like some of the Panther players walking around the city. With the Stanley Cup, and people were literally walking by being like, what?
I have a dumb question.
Yeah, go for it.
Are they in Miami?
They're in Sunrise, which is a suburb of Miami. But yes, they're Miami.
Okay.
It's the Miami area, and no one. You think Miami fan doesn't care about, like, the Heat? The Miami Heat fan is like Red Sox Yankee fan compared to the Florida Panther fans. It's just not right for it to be down there 2 years in a row.
How's the Cuban hockey team?
I don't think it's very good.
It's like the Jamaican bobsled team?
Yeah, I don't think they make any sort of international competitions.
And then finally, let's go to the diamond. I wonder if Suk heard Gary Cohen coming back from break during the Mets game over the weekend.
By Blue Chew, chew it and do it.
Oh,
and by your local tri-state area Audi dealers.
Right. Chew it and do it.
What did you mean by that? I just read the copy here. I try to give it a good read, try and give the advertiser everything that they paid for, Keith. And then it's somebody else's problem. Mickey Moniak is 0-2, and he grounds one weakly on the right side for Acuna. And he makes the play one away. I mean, I did read it.
Oh, you always, you're a champ. You're a pro.
Did he get the Audi and the Blue Chew boner pill ad mixed up?
Oh, no, he didn't get it mixed up. He just did one, then the other, and Keith was like, what did you mean by that?
I thought for a minute he was like, go to your local Audi dealer and get boner pills?
That's not what I took from it. I think that he just...
He just had two different ads.
And he just had conviction about the, or at least Keith wanted to know about the Blue Chew read. My question, buy or sell, that you would do ad copy for anybody if the price was right?
Okay, first off, Gary Cohen doesn't have a choice. Again, he's the... That's play-by-play guy. He has to read that. He has to read the copy. And no, there are some things that would be...
No.
They're just... At some point, you have to be able to say no.
Yeah, I mean, didn't somebody on the fan do Blue Chew once?
Yes, they did.
Yeah. Sprague and Dirt or one of them or both of them?
I think both of them might have.
Nice. No. I cannot be bought.
Well, I mean, here's the thing.
It has to be a good
that number. Like, you could throw an absurd, like, would you do it for 10 million? Of course you would. But any sort of realistic number.
Yeah, I'd do it and then retire.
Exactly. So, no. Any sort of number that someone would reasonably throw out, there are plenty of things that we've said no. to.
Yeah. It's got to be a fit. You turn it down more than you get it. Yes. It comes to fruition.
Chew it. I remember the Sprague chew it and do it ads.
Yeah.
And I don't listen to...
I wonder if they moved some boner pills for him.
I would hope.
True story.
I would hope so, too.
I don't listen to Bussin' with the Boys. It's a little bro-y for me. But I did listen to the Dan Lanning episode of Bussin' with the Boys. And they're sponsored by boner ads, like boner pills. And... I'll tell you what, it was very awkward when Dan Lanning and Bussin' with the Boys, because Lanning was like, what? And then they were like, oh, yeah, it's like, you take these pills, and it's like, yeah! And Lanning had to be like, yeah. He was not prepared to talk boner pills with Bussin' with
the Boys.
Why would they...
Because why were they talking to him about it?
Well, they were interviewing Dan Lanning.
Yeah. They probably had to incorporate it. They had to incorporate it.
They do a
Blue
whole segment on it. And so I was listening to the episode with Dan Lanning. And like I said, I've never listened to that podcast before. And so they just launched in, like, coming out of a break with some sort of weird, like, what would you do, like, when you get, like, a rock star, like, you know, erection because of this awesome pill we take. And Lanning was caught completely.
They asked him that?
What an opportunity.
It was the whole thing. It was very, very awkward.
God.
Yeah, you can
tell.
We might
need the audio of that.
Yeah, you can. I mean, you can
find it. We can probably dig it up.
It was one of those things they were talking about, like, how did you meet your... It's like, how did you meet your wife? How did you, like, talk your wife into whatever? And then it was wrapped around, like, these boner pills. It was...
I'm not even hearing it, and I'm
exactly.
Secondhand embarrassment.
It was very, very strange.
All right. There is your Stock Watch each week brought to you by Goldberg Jones. When it comes to divorce, custody, or child support issues, trust Goldberg Jones to help. Call 1-800-DIVORCE. Phone questions answered at no charge. In the news is coming up next, we have a mass stabbing, and the Super Bowl for beekeepers occurred.
Who knew they had one of those?
Well, they don't, but this happened.
They called,
right. The phones.
I did see that, yeah.
Beekeepers' phones lit up.
The bee signal.
They put on their bee capes. Yeah, the bee signal.
They were
exactly.
waiting their whole lives for that.
That's coming up next, but first, Buck with SportsCenter.